This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour International News update recorded on Monday, September 1st, 2014. I'm Marc Boulanger. It's Labor Day in the United States and Canada. In the U.S., the largest labor federation, the AFL-CIO, is using the day to push for a raise in the minimum wage. Richard Trumka is the president of the AFL-CIO.
We know that raising the minimum wage will affect 27 million people, but we want to know how it will affect you. So text LABOR 235-246 and tell us how raising the minimum wage will affect you, your family, or someone you know.
Labor Day in the U.S., as well as Canada, is a day set aside to recognize the rights and contributions of working people. Here again is Mr. Trumka.
Labor Day is the one time of year when we stop and take a moment to recognize the value of work and all who do it. It's when we honor the electrical workers, the teachers and coaches who educate our children and help keep them on the right path, and the bus drivers who get us to work each day. It's a time when we think about our own work, how we help build our communities and make America strong, and how proud we are of the work that we do. It's also a time to think about the millions of men and women who've lost their jobs and spent weeks, months, even years struggling to get back to work. This Labor Day, I want to thank you for your activism to improve the lives of working families, and to ask you if you can commit to doing even more. Will you pledge today to join me in waging a massive America Wants to Work campaign for good jobs? Together, as activists, it's our job to demand that our leaders, local and state officials, Congress and the President, take big, bold action now to create good jobs and to put America back to work. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for the work that you do, and have a happy Labor Day.
In Canada, the labor movement is fighting back against right-wing ideas imported from the United States, such as so-called right-to-work laws. These laws, especially prevalent in the southern United States, allow freeloaders at the workplace to get the benefits of unionization without paying for the cost of operating unions. I talked to Hassan Youssouf, the president of the Canadian Labor Congress, about the issue.
We have seen from the rich experience of the United States that this is not about advancing the interests of working people and allowing them to bargain with their employers and, of course, enjoy the fruits of their labor. But fundamentally, I think we saw it as to be like a cancer in the labor movement in Canada, because if they were able to succeed in Ontario, which is one of the largest provinces in the country in terms of population, it would have a devastating effect on the labor movement, because we would see other provinces saying, well, if they can achieve that in Ontario, where the labor movement is much stronger and better represented. Fundamentally, I think for many years, the struggles in this country to advance the interests of working people would have been a tremendous backward move for our country, but also for the labor movement.
And here is the New York City Labor Corps singing at Union Square.
We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.